coalition of interfaith leaders is sounding the latest call for an investigation into the NYPD's Muslim surveillance program. Their protest comes just as a recent Quinnipiac University poll shows a majority of New Yorkers believe the NYPD has been effective in fighting terrorism and is treating Muslims fairly. WNYC's Elsa Chang took her own informal survey.
New Yorkers have been bombarded by more than 6 months of news reports scrutinizing the way police have monitored Muslims. Calls have mounted for a thorough federal investigation, for beefed-up police policies against racial and religious profiling, for an inspector general to oversee the NYPD, and for an apology to the Muslim community. But take a walk down Broadway, and you'll find a lot of New Yorkers who are reluctant to criticize the NYPD's counterterrorism efforts, like Michael James, who's standing in line to buy a falafel near Columbia University. He says, we live in dangerous times, and there are a lot of fanatical people out there.
Also, too, you got to worry about your homegrown ones. It's not the ones that come from, like, a different country. It's the ones that are here. Sometimes you have to go into neighborhoods without suspicion and, try to feel them out.
If you take the Quinnipiac poll as representative of the city, almost two-thirds of New Yorkers find nothing wrong with the way the police are monitoring Muslims. Javon Bell of the Bronx sides with those supporters. He says the police have to rely on aggressive measures, even if it means singling out the Muslim community.
The cops are just keeping a close eye on them. I believe if the cops were doing what they're doing now, if they did that before, like maybe back around the time of September 11th, that probably wouldn't have transpired the way it did.
Views like that alarm some of the NYPD's most vocal critics, like the religious leaders who gathered at Riverside Church on Tuesday. They say what's popular isn't necessarily what's right. Chloe Breyer is a minister at Interfaith Center of New York.
There have been throughout American history times when certain groups of people, because of security situations, have been targeted in exactly the same way.
Breyer points out how Americans remained complicit during the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II and demonized Germans after both World Wars. Brittany Barnes of Harlem says that kind of suspicion towards strangers hits home for her. Ever since she moved to Harlem from the Caribbean, she's felt like an outsider in New York.
I know sometimes how it feels to be stereotyped. You know, you come here, you want to make a home here, you want to feel wanted and belonged, and you should have privacy and be able to, you know, worship wherever you see fit.
But Police Commissioner Ray Kelly has staunchly defended the NYPD surveillance of Muslims in mosques, businesses, and schools. He says gathering this kind of intelligence is necessary to keep the city safe, and it was done completely within legal guidelines. Quinnipiac's poll numbers suggest the news reports haven't done a lot to erode Kelly's support. About 64% of New Yorkers surveyed say they like the job he's doing. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.